Tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business? Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. We handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. We handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. Locally owned and operated with over 30 years of payroll experience. We don't just process payrolls, we build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031. Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio, located inside Digital Ignition, where North Atlanta startups take off. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to North Fulton Business Radio from Digital Ignition. I'm Mike Salmond alongside John Ray. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Mike. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Another show, another three companies that we get to talk to and find out what they do.
We've done it again.
We've outdone ourselves once again.
I know. We've lasted 2 years. Imagine that.
It's amazing.
It is.
You don't look a day over three.
Thank you for
two.
That.
One, I don't
Thank
know.
You for that.
Joining us here in the studio is Greg Eldridge with Home Helpers of Alpharetta. Hopefully he'll tell better jokes than we've been telling already in the show.
No kidding.
Will Nobles with Vector Choice Technology Solutions and John Wittenberg with Minuteman Press, Sandy Springs. And we're going to start off with Greg Eldridge. The company is Home Helpers of Alpharetta. He is the owner of the company. And first of all, Greg, welcome to the studio.
Thank you very much. Great to be here.
Tell us all about Home Helpers of Alpharetta. What does your company do?
Well, my wife, Hillary, and I, we own the company, and we provide personal and companion care mostly for seniors, but also anyone recovering from going through a recovery process, however old they might be. And personal care would be anything where we're helping a client physically do something. So bathing, dressing, using the bathroom, transferring from bed to chair, chair to whatever. And then companion care can be, you know, any variety of activities that can include helping around the house, transportation needs. We're very big fans of outings for our clients. So that can be a very broad array of things. And what we really focus on doing is finding amazing heart-motivated caregivers. And when I say heart motivated, I'm talking about people that really want to make a difference in someone's life. It's like a primary motivation. It's not just a job. And then really focus at matching them with our clients. So it's a very personalized, very customized way of providing home care, which is we found to be somewhat unique in the marketplace. We thought everyone did it, but as the years went by, it was somewhat surprising that that was not the case.
Now, Greg, you've got a real personal reason for why you started this business. Talk about that.
Yeah, sure. My wife's dad actually is the inspiration for us being in this business. And he was 60 when she was born. So a lot older. So fast forward 20 years, he's 80, she's 20. He just started to develop a little early stage Parkinson's, so had a little bit of a tremor. But it didn't interrupt their weekly lunch at their favorite restaurant. So you have to picture this really little guy with a bow tie on at all times, sitting at the lunch table, a little bit of a tremor from the Parkinson's. Boy, he was flirting like crazy with the waitresses. And my wife is a 20-year-old. Can you imagine? Like, oh my gosh, Dad, stop it. What are you doing? And his response was, hey, I may look like this old dude, but inside I still feel like I'm 35. But that's the deal, right? I mean, gosh, I'm 57. My brain tells me I'm 30. My body's starting to very seriously disagree with that. But all you walk into a room full of seniors and you think you see a bunch of old people, not really. A bunch of old bodies with young minds inside wondering what the heck has happened to my body. So that's really why we do what we do, finding these amazing caregivers and really focus on matching them with our clients to kind of engage that youthful self that's in all of our clients.
So did it get to the point where your wife's father, you felt like you needed to find some help for him? And you, as you said it in your first answer, you thought there were services like this all over the place, but there weren't. What were you finding out when you were searching for help?
Well, fortunately, they were able to find this caregiver named Joe, who was became a part of the family. He was, and that was not through an agency. Just they got lucky and found someone privately, and he really help the family solve a problem, which we see a lot, which is the family's forced into kind of a caregiving situation and it allowed my wife and her sister to become daughters again, as opposed to caregivers.
So I'm assuming there is a lot of competition out there. What is it that makes Home Helpers of Alpharetta different from the other ones out there?
Yeah, that, you know, we thought everyone did it like we do it. You know, we are very, very personalized. We, you know, the heart motivation for us is an absolutely key part of any caregiver. If a caregiver is not heart motivated, they do not work for us. You have to really spend time to figure that out. So we do things like one-on-one face-to-face interviews. Most companies don't do that. We have 7 people in our office that meet all the caregivers, and the vote has to be unanimous for them to be hired. And then the matching of caregivers to client is something that we find just isn't happening. I mean, what it's almost every orientation we have, when I have this conversation with the caregivers, they'll bring up their phone and show me, because a lot of them work for multiple agencies, and they'll show me a blast text that they've gotten from another agency saying, you know, Mr. Smith, age 70 in Roswell from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And it's this list of things, and whoever responds first gets it. You know, I understand from a process perspective why companies do that. And, you know, it's an efficient way to fill shifts, but from any other perspective, it's insanity, because it's assuming that clients and caregivers are interchangeable, and nothing could be further from the truth. So we are very personalized. It's a very custom thing, because it's a very personal experience that families are having with the caregiver. It needs to be a good fit, or it's just not going to work.
You're listening to Greg Eldridge with Home Helpers of Alpharetta. And Greg, I'm interested in, 7 out of 7, that's quite a standard that those caregivers have to meet, right? So what kind of characteristics are you looking for? I mean, what makes a good caregiver?
Well, you know, the one-on-one face-to-face interview really is a big deal. And it takes 30, 45 minutes for that to really happen, sometimes even longer. I mean, we really need to get to the heart of what it is that they're doing this work for. Because if it's just a job and they're going to be just kind of hanging out on a couch on their phone, waiting for the next half to do with the client, we're not interested. You know, we want them to be motivated to make a difference in someone's life. That needs to be the primary motivating factor. So that's why we have as many people involved with approving caregivers, is just to make sure that that's happening. Because, you know, we really don't want to bring someone on that does not have that heart motivation. You know, work ethic's a big deal. You know, having people, families, you know, we're dealing with clients that have a very high level of acuity. I mean, or people being discharged from hospitals or rehab facilities. And, you know, if we're not there, really bad things can happen. So having caregivers that will show up when they're supposed to be there and show up with a very, very positive, heart-motivated way of interacting with a client is absolutely essential.
Now, the company's called Home Helpers of Alpharetta. So talk about the area that you serve. Is it just Alpharetta, or do you reach further out?
Oh, no, we go quite a ways out. If you look at the kind of the map of Atlanta with 285, and you start over at Marietta and go over to Stone Mountain, and then everything north. So that's
the whole north end perimeter.
That's basically right. So from Cobb over to Gwinnett and up through Forsyth County.
Typically, how do customers engage with you? Are they looking for helpers to come in once a week, every single day? Is it all over the book?
It can be whatever they need. You know, sometimes family members are the primary caregivers and they just need a break. You know, they need like one day where they can just go have some me time. And others, they, you know, the client needs round-the-clock care, and that can take the form of, you know, 24/7 care where there's shifts happening. If the client's very active at night, that's typically what happens, or live-in care where there's 2 caregivers that kind of split the week, and anything in between. You know, it's whatever the client needs and how we can help them. That's kind of how it materializes.
Now, Greg, you're an award winner, so here's your chance.
All
brag
right.
On yourself.
Blow my own horn. Yeah, let's go.
Let's talk about the awards you won.
Okay, great. Thanks for bringing that up.
We only have a few more minutes.
Okay. Dang it, I've got to edit. We last year won Appen Media's Best Senior Home Care for North Atlanta, which was super cool. I mean, it was just voted on by you know, general public sort of thing, which was awesome. And then 3 years in a row, we've won, and the 3 years that we've been eligible, we've won Home Care Pulse's Provider of Choice Award. And this is kind of cool because they do these kind of blind client interviews. And so these are direct feed. This is direct feedback from clients, and you have to have an average, very high score to be able to win those awards. So we're very happy we've won them 3 times in a row. Did I do it fast enough?
You did. All great right, job. Good. And congratulations.
Congratulations.
So for those that would like to find out more about this award-winning service, where can folks find out more about Home Helpers of Alpharetta?
Phone number is 770-681-0323. And then our website is kind of a mouthful, but it's homehelpershomecare.com/Alpharetta.
Great. Greg, thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, guys.
That's Greg Eldridge with Home Helpers of Alpharetta here on North Fulton Business Radio. Before we go on to the next guest, I want to remind you that we are broadcasting from Digital Ignition here in Alpharetta. It's the ultimate place for entrepreneurs to work, innovate, learn, establish, and grow their companies. We are nestled within a 45,000 square foot building with an open floor plan, with co-working office space, dedicated desks, private offices, meeting rooms, event space, a classroom. Man, the list goes on.
Yeah, we have to edit that list, right?
A video recording studio, this radio studio even, and a break room that is awesome with an outdoor patio and all the fresh ground coffee you can drink, with the caveat, if you can get past John Ray, because he likes to drink all the coffee.
That's right.
If you want great co-working, as well as space which will impress your investors, customers, and future employees, take a look at digitalignition.com. All right, our next guest here on the program is Will Nobles. He is with Vector Choice Technology Solutions. Welcome to the program, Will.
Thanks, sir. Glad to be here.
All right. I'm going to take a wild guess. Well, I don't have to take a wild guess. You're an IT company.
Yeah, we're
a lot
not,
of those out there.
We're not just the IT guy.
So what? Tell us about your company and what do you do and what makes you different?
So Vector Choice Technology Solutions is a outsourced, managed, and IT consulting company. We're not just the IT guy. We want to give you a peace of mind when it comes to your technology, looking at cutting your costs with your IT spend throughout the whole environment. We work with customers from different sizes, from two-man law firms to a 600-person manufacturing company.
Wow, that's a wide range. Is there kind of a sweet spot you find yourselves working with more specific companies than others?
Sure, absolutely. So we have a lot of financial and manufacturing size-wise. 20 to 200 employees is usually the size that we usually deal with.
All right. And you kind of touched upon it in your first answer. Why choose your company over some of the competitors? Where do you feel like you really outshine some of those other folks out there? Because as we kind of know, there's an IT company on almost every corner these days.
It is. So really, we have 4 locations. Our corporate office is here in Atlanta or coming. We have an office in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Eastern North Carolina, where we serve Raleigh to the coast. And then also Chantilly, Virginia, where we serve Northern Virginia and the DC area. What makes us different is we're able to cover a vast array of locations. We have international clients, as well as we give 100% money back guarantee when it comes to our service. So if you're not happy, we're going to give you your money back. We're not going to say you're stuck in a contract with us. We want our customers happy. And one of the biggest things I tell when I'm sitting down with a prospect is, why should we choose you? And it's really, who do you trust? Because you're giving the keys to the kingdom when it comes to your technology. Is who do you trust to hand all your technology knowledge over to? I've seen so many cases where IT companies have walked out with the knowledge and near about shut a company down. And a lot of cases where we've had to come in as an IT vendor and really save them from really their own mistakes.
I'm going to take a wild guess here that you probably are growing your business with a lot of references and referrals.
Yes, we are. One of the biggest things we on our website, we have our clients, and you can go through a whole list of our clients, the picture of them, and what they're saying about us. So yes, a lot of our business is grown by referrals and networking.
That's great, Will. So talk a little bit about cybersecurity. That's the word on everyone's lips right now, and data breaches and hacks. We just heard a lot of bad news from on Facebook about how that they've been breached and personal data has been leaked out of there. Talk about what your angle on that is and how you protect your business clients.
Sure. So we have not only firewalls and antivirus protects you anymore. It's antivirus, anti-malware, anti-ransomware, URL filtering, firewalls. There's so many different things that takes to make up cybersecurity and the protection of against cybersecurity today. So we actually have a checklist of 15 items of must-haves. And one of those things we don't offer that's on there is cybersecurity insurance. But the other 14 we do offer our customers, and even our base package, we provide that to our customers.
So talk a little bit about the technology knowledge walking out the door and how you prevent that from happening. Again, as Mike and you alluded to earlier in the conversation, that's really the asset, primary asset a lot of businesses have is their data.
Sure. So I'll give you two examples that probably help even more. Is we've had one customer, their CFO, they didn't have an IT company or any IT person at all, but their CFO had access to their server. CFO decided to quit, walk out on them, and took the passwords with them. We ended up having to hack into the server to take control back of the server. That's one scenario. And then another scenario, a radiology firm hired us to, they had one person, in-house IT person. They pretty much was holding, he was holding them ransom from all their stuff. So they actually had me come down, a company in Macon, had me come down, dress up as an intern radiologist. I had a lab coat on and everything, sat down with a radiologist, looking at through all the technology from a radiology standpoint, which I had, at that time had no clue about radiology, and snuck into the server room, ended up putting a back-end password in, username and password into the system. About a week later, they brought us in to, and they fired a guy, and literally went to it so bad that they had the hospital police department that was there as well. And we changed everything and locked that individual out. So when I say don't get trapped in a situation, don't get trapped. Make sure you have a company that shares that information back with you. One of the things we do, we have a system that is a documentation with all our passwords and stuff, and we give our customer that access to use that at any time they want. We ask, you know, don't change things to break yourself, but, you know, here's your information. Where we don't try to hold that information from our customers.
We just heard about virtuous hacking. I think that's what we just heard some examples of.
Well, Will, when you were first start telling the story and, you know, the guy walks out with all the passwords, so you have to hack into the system. It sounds like, okay, we just hacked in, like you used a coat hanger and got right into the car. No problem. That would worry me. It's like, whoa, they were able to get in that quickly. We better make sure that we're secure from the ones out there that are trying to do harm to our company.
Absolutely. And again, that goes back to where firewalls and antivirus does not work today. The ransomware that you guys have heard about of paying the ransom and stuff like that, that is a form of a virus, but it is not, antivirus does not protect against ransomware. It's antivirus is a definition-based virus, where ransomware is not, is constantly changing. So that's where you can have antivirus, but still get hit with ransomware.
What do you say to that business owner that says, well, you know, I own XYZ company here. I have nothing that's that important or secretive. I mean, no one's going to try to hack me. What do you say to that guy?
Most hacks today are happening to small businesses. In Equifax, when they got hacked, it wasn't, they were sitting over, you know, one night and a bunch of guys saying, I want to hack Equifax. It doesn't happen like that. It takes time and a team of hackers to penetrate an environment like that. The people that I don't have, no reason to get hacked, they're the ones that are going after because it's an easy target. One of the things that we offer is a dark web monitoring, where we can monitor the dark web for you, for your domain as a company, and we can tell if any of your passwords gets on the dark web. And you might ask, what's the dark web? That dark web is pretty much everything illegally happens, from legal gun trade to drugs to trafficking, human trafficking. But your passwords get out there too. So the same password that you use probably for your LinkedIn, you're probably using that same password or that form of that password for your business email as well. Yeah. So, yeah.
Your banking information, everything else.
Correct. Yep.
I'm scared. I don't know about you, Mike.
So the really, yeah, because you see the commercials about the dark web, and I was telling somebody, oh, there's no such thing. They're just trying to get your business and scare you to death, but it's really out there.
No, I walked into a prospect in January, 13 owners of a CPA firm. And when I walk into the meeting, I laid their passwords on their table to them. Got their attention pretty quick.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that is definitely a...
That's a great way to get...
That's quite a sales pitch right there.
They either kick you out, be up so upset, or it's like, oh my God, we get better... hire you right away.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow. That's interesting. Never thought about that. Well, Will, it's Will Nobles. He is the founder and CEO of Vector Choice Technology Solutions. For those that might want to have a conversation with you now after hearing this conversation, what's the best way to get in touch with you and find out more about your company?
Yeah. So one of the things I want to mention that we're giving away, if you're listening to this podcast, bring up Radio X and we will give you a free dark web scan. But you can contact us at our main office at 678-701-0212, or you can email me at wnobles@vectorchoice.com. And our website is wnobles@vectorchoice.com. It's VECTOR choice.com.
All right, Will.
I'm calling him up about that dark web scan.
I'm kind of trembling right now.
Wow. But,
good stuff and a good reason to at least make a phone call. I assume there's an initial consultation. Is there typically a cost for that?
They're usually for ongoing monitoring of the dark web. There is a monthly cost, but we do a one-time free scan for you. Now, that only shows what's on the dark web now. Tomorrow could be a different story.
But if I want to have a conversation with you about doing even more with our company.
Correct. Yes.
We could just have that conversation and.
Absolutely.
No commitment at that point.
No commitment.
So get to know Will and then and go from there. Well, thank you so much.
No problem.
Before we go on to our next guest, I want to let you know that we are a partner of Proactive Payroll, or they're a partner of ours, however you want to look at it. And they want to know if you're tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business. Well, they rock payroll and provide relief. Proactive Payroll will handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. They handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and a whole lot more. They don't just process your payroll, they build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031. All right, John, next up on our show is another John. John Wittenberg.
I think I can remember that.
Yeah, you can. Minuteman Press of Sandy Springs and John number two, welcome to the program.
Thank you, sir. It's a pleasure to be here.
Good to have you. Minuteman Press of Sandy Springs. I think we've had some Minuteman Press folks before at some of our other studios, but tell us about the services you provide there at Minuteman Press Sandy Springs.
Right. We're a full service, local, professional design and print company. So by professional, we mean that's our bread and butter is printing. You know, we don't do office supplies, shipping for revenue. We do ship all over the country for our customers and clients, but printing is what we do. And so we do our very best to excel at it. Our mission is really all about image. It's to make our customers and clients' image the very best it can be. We work very hard at it. We go the extra mile to make sure that what people and companies perceive, and we actually exceed that. We want them to be thrilled with what we provide for them.
Give us a list, John, of not everything you print because we'd be here forever, but basics. I mean, you're talking business cards. Just kind of give us, rattle off a list. And then at the very end, I'm going to throw you a curveball. The weirdest thing you were ever asked to print that you actually were able to print.
We do conventional printing, of course, the business cards, brochures, the flyers. But by being full service, we determined a few years ago that busy business people can't always just Google and go down a long list if something comes to mind. So we do more than just the conventional printing. We get into signage. We have a business partner that we use. If someone wants a car wrap, they can go through us and get a great job on a car wrap. Window signage. We get into promotional products because that is a business that when someone needs to do a trade show, we found that that's a great complement to the printing that we do.
Anybody ever come to you and say, I want this printed or I want this wrapped? And you looked at them weird and either you did it or you just said, maybe I can't do this.
We do our very best to be a turnkey operation. So our mission is not to say no. It's
you'll
to say
yes. You'll give it a try, whatever it may be.
We have the great thing about being part of the Minuteman Press family is we have a wide network of resources that we can work from. And so it's pretty much, it's not a whole lot that we can't get done if someone asks us.
Can you wrap a radio co-host?
That would be an interesting challenge, but you would we would give it a shot. Right. Right?
He wants to say yes.
I like the attitude.
Yeah, he wants to say yes. If, for no other reason, see what that would look like. But anyway, so John, I'm curious. I mean, obviously, we all seem to compete against the internet. So talk about how you compete against the internet providers out there.
Yeah, it's a challenge. You know, again, we focus on image and quality, and we want our customers and clients to fully understand what they're going to get. When you go online and order from a shopping cart, there will be options, but I can tell you from years of experience that no two sheets of paper are alike. Okay, 100-pound text, 100-pound cover, they're not all the same. So the benefit that we bring to the table is you can come down to our shop in Sandy Springs, have a fresh baked cookie, some water, touch and feel the paper, talk to our designers face to face, and you'll know exactly what you're going to get. And in many cases, what we're really looking for is the wow factor. You know, when something comes in the mail and you open it and you're disappointed, what are you going to do then? Okay, if your event's tomorrow, oops. So we compete in some ways on price, okay? But we will never sacrifice our quality and the customer's image just to beat a price.
Sure.
Okay.
Wait a minute, John. Did he say fresh baked cookie?
I did.
You waited 3 minutes into the interview to bring that up? You should have said that at the very beginning. You would have had me there.
Mike, you're welcome anytime.
You had me at fresh baked.
We do every morning.
Wow. That makes you different. And I want to ask you, because we talked to Greg earlier about why he got into the business he did. Why did you decide to get into the printing business? Mm. And then on top of that, why Minuteman Press?
Several years ago, I guess I was going through that midlife crisis, perhaps, where you're doing what you're doing and you ask yourself, do you really want to do this for the next 15 or 20 years? And for me, it was corporate accounting, finance, tax returns. And the answer was decidedly no. Okay, so then what do? Well, you start doing some research, you go to franchise shows. I never saw myself doing business to business. I didn't think I was cut out for that. All right. But Minuteman Press was persistent. They worked with me. They allowed me to visit several shops, talk to their owners. And I decided, you know what? We can do this, you know, or I can do this. And so we've been doing it for 6 years and
no
doing
regrets.
Really good. No regrets at all. Loving it.
That's great. Now, so you mentioned the franchisor, Minuteman Press. There's lots of Minuteman Press shops out there. What makes your shop different?
Other than the fresh baked cookies.
Other than the fresh.
Which, by the way.
That was number one, right?
You should have brought a few here, and we would have had you go first on the show, but now you know.
Now I know. Better luck next time. Minuteman Press has been in business over 40 years. And so they know printing. They have a business model that works. So that was quite appealing. Now, one challenge that we all business Minuteman Press owners have is that we are independently owned and operated franchisees. So unless one owner owns multiple stores, every Minuteman Press you go into is likely to look a little different. They may price things differently. They may offer different products and services. We do our best to stick with what works for us, which is focus on quality, great service, and the customer's image.
Now, another thing I know about you, John, is that you're also an award winner, right? And you're pretty community.
Humble brag.
Oh, yeah. So we're going to let you brag, but also talk about your community involvement.
Right. Thank you. Well, in 2014, we were named Sandy Springs Small Business of the Year. We're very proud of that. I believe in giving back wherever possible to the community. We do, there are schools such as Spalding Drive Elementary, North Fulton Charter High School that we'll do in-kind printing for, which helps them out with their budgets. Really support fully the Drake House, which is a very noble undertaking in Roswell, helping single moms with families get back on their feet. They have a fashion show every year that's a big moneymaker for them, and we help them with that as well. And Sandy Springs Chamber, we stay involved with them as much as possible. In fact, they recently had their gala where they awarded their businesses of the year, and we help out with that. So they're wherever, when the opportunity presents itself, we really do try to help out.
Great. Well, John, again, it's Minuteman Press, Sandy Springs. For those that would like to find out more, give us the website. Also, of course, give us your location so people can get, if they want to drive
the cookies,
by.
Right.
Well, okay. That too. Yes. And what time do you open so the cookies are really fresh?
9:30 a.m. Come on down.
Okay.
That's right.
And by the way, what are you doing next Tuesday morning? You want to come back for that show as well?
Yeah. We might have to do that.
If he sees you knocking on the door, he might not open it. But anyway.
So where's your location?
We're located at 6780 Roswell Road, Suite C110.
Everybody's on Roswell Road in Sandy Springs.
It's the Marsh Creek Village Shopping Center, which is a quarter mile north of Abernathy in lovely Sandy Springs, 30328. You can reach us by phone at 678-691-9100, by email at sandysprings@minutemanpress.com, and on the web at sandysprings.minutemanpress.com.
Did you mention this now on your website? You don't have a shopping cart like you see in a lot of other places. Why, right. Why is that? When people like to, you know, do their online shopping, you got to have that shopping cart.
Well, to us, it's the personal touch. It's
like it.
You know, we want to work with people. So because we want surprises to be the pleasant kind.
Love it. Great. John, thank you very much.
Thank you.
John Wittenberg with Minuteman Press of Sandy Springs. Also a big thank you to our other guest, Greg Eldridge with Home Helpers of Alpharetta, and Will Nobles with Vector Choice Technology Solutions. Want to remind all of our listeners that you can check out this show anytime you want, 24/7. By going to businessradiox.com, click on the North Fulton studio, and then you'll see the icon for this show, North Fulton Business Radio. Click on that, and you can listen to this show or any of our other episodes anytime you want. Also, we're all over social media. Go to North Fulton BRX and follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and also subscribe to us on iTunes. All of these shows are available for download on iTunes.
And give us a review. A 5-star review, please.
There you go.
Please.
And if we get enough reviews, we're going to have John rap John Ray for one of these shows. We'll just do one of those car raps. It'd be like a body rap.
Thank God for radio. Nobody will ever see that, hopefully.
No,
right?
No. We'll take lots of photos and make sure we get it out there.
Wonderful.
So a big thank you to all our guests and to John and our producer, Trey. I'm Mike, and we'll see you next time right here on North Fulton Business Radio.